That takes us on to Saturday. On Saturday, from 1 to 2, we're going to do a kids' bike rodeo. It's going to be supervised. It's going to be an emphasis on making sure we social distance and, you know, we sanitize our hands. And kids will come with their bikes. Their bikes will be examined, and they'll be told if, you know, if they need some things for their bikes, what they should do to keep their bikes safe. We're encouraging them to decorate their bikes with a Labrador theme or just decorate your bike somehow, and we'll be awarding prizes for that as well. They'll probably be followed by follow the RCMP vehicle through town.
Oh, fun.
That's for mostly the younger kids, but anyone at all who wants to drive a bike is welcome to go into bike rodeo. And that's at 1 o'clock. We're encouraging people to come 10 minutes early. At 3 o'clock on Saturday, we're going to do a family photo scavenger hunt. And essentially what that is a scavenger hunt, but we won't be requiring people to get items. We'll be requiring people to take pictures of items. So you'll be given a list of things that you have to as a family group. Can be like a parents with a couple of kids or whatever, or just a couple of kids, if, as long as they can manage it, got a phone and can take a picture. The first one back with all the photos is the winner. Prizes awarded, of course.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And we're allowing family teams, but we want, of course, family teams to be everybody that's in the same bubble. That'll finish up at 4 o'clock. 4:30 to 7, we're going to be doing a fish fry, where the Lions Club members will be frying some fresh fish that we've got donated by the Labrador Fishermen's Union Shrimp Company. And so we'll have fish and fries for $10 and drop by and pick it up. And, you know, we don't have anywhere for people to be seated, so it's kind of a come and get it, eat in your car. That'll be at the hall from 4:30 to 7. And in the evening at 8:30, we're going to have bonfire and fireworks. And that'll be supervised again by Lions Club members at the Fort O Community Wharf. And same kind of thing. We're encouraging people who are in bubbles, they you know, they can mingle, but otherwise people just keep their distance. And we don't anticipate any problems, and we don't have any cases of COVID-19. We want to do everything we can as a club to ensure that it stays that way. That brings us up to Sunday, where we're doing something completely different. We're doing something that's referred to as a virtual folk festival concert. We have a couple groups from outside. We have the Anna Sisters, who perform for Thlasher, actually.
Oh, great.
We're doing three songs, or maybe four. We got another band called Brazen Face. There's actually a lot of members from a former Uncle Harry's Bar. They're going to be doing some songs for us. They're going to be set up, I think, in, I'm not sure if it's Rocky Harbor or Cornerbrook.
Oh, what a treat. That's great.
And the sisters will be in St. John's. And at the same time, at our Lions Club, we're going to have five or six local entertainers. And they'll come in one at a time so that we can keep, you know, social distancing and everything in place. So they'll be performing live through a Zoom webinar, which will also be streamed through Facebook. And that's going to be happening at 2 o'clock on Sunday. And what I want to tell everyone is we just started a new website, and all this information that I just briefly mentioned and more is indicated on our website. And the website is not hard to remember. It's www.bakeapplefolkfestival.ca. And on there, you'll get the link on how to watch the virtual concert, instructions for how to click, and just take you right to it. And all the information you need to know about the Festival 2020, some stuff about the Border Lions Club, about our sponsors, some photos and bake apples and bake apple picking, older festivals and recent festivals, and a host of wonderful bake apple recipes for cooking with different desserts and stuff with bake apples.
Mm-hmm.
So I encourage anyone to go have a look at that. I will add that this year our focus is not on making any money. I mean, normally this is a fundraiser. We're a nonprofit organization. We give all of our money back to the public anyway. We decided because of COVID, the focus won't be on making money. We will be charging for the bingo and the fish fry, but the other events will be free. And the emphasis is on providing some entertainment for our people who've been shut in and not doing a whole lot for a whole lot of time because of COVID. And we're confident that we're going to do that safely, and we encourage people to come out, enjoy, and be safe.
And I'm glad that you found a way to make it work during COVID, because the Bake Apple Festival is looked forward to by many people. And Dean, could you once again give out the Facebook and the website information for anyone who would like to go and see the schedule, see what's happening for the festival?
The BakeApplefolkFestival.ca is our website, and we also have on Facebook, it's just called Bake Apple Folk Festival.
So thanks so much, Dean, and we wish you good luck on the 41st Bake Apple Folk Festival being hosted this weekend, starting Thursday and ending on Sunday evening.
Thank you very much, Abigail. You have a good day.
And you as well. And that was Mr. Dean Flynn, chairperson of the Bake Apple Folk Festival, taking place, as mentioned, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. This is Abigail Wellman for CFBS Radio, Blanc Sablanc.